Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we'll be offering free mini readings with psychic medium Sue Masseri, and we'll take as many calls as we can in 1 hour. To learn more about Sue and see her scheduled segments for the year, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com, and you can tune into her past segments as well as review a complete list of archives organized by category. Whether you're interested in learning more about mediumship, money energy, the paranormal, or any other subject, you can find it easily at the website. I encourage all listeners to read Sue and her husband Tom's spiritually self-empowering book entitled The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram, the Mayan shaman. We actually had a segment last week where Abram came on the air for an hour and talked about the future of reality, the energies that we're experiencing right now, and he discussed how the universe was created. His explanation was really much deeper than the Big Bang Theory, and then he also talked about astral travel and dream travel. So it was a fascinating discourse, and then I got to ask some questions at the end to bring additional clarity to the audience so that they understood at a deeper level what he was trying to say. And it worked out extremely well. So go to the archives and listen to that episode if you're interested. Abram is an entity that Sue's husband Tom has been channeling for over 40 years. And in the process with Abram and Tom, it's one of those scenarios where Abram steps into Tom's body and uses his body to speak. So you can hear his accent and his distinct manner of expression. It's really cool. So do check that out. Just to let you know, Tom and Sue have a free game for Android on Google Play, Amazon, and Kindle called Shoot the Ghost. It's a very fun game. You might want to check that out. And you want to go to their websites to check out their calendar events. Tom does public channeling sessions with Abram, and they have several things in the works. So visit abramchanneling.com, and if you would like to learn more about Sue, go to mediumshipunplugged.com. You can also find us on social media. Go to the websites for those connections. So please join me in welcoming Sue back to the show for our segment. How are you today, Sue?
I am great. How are you?
I feel terrific. I'm analyzing my energy field. I'm going through a number of shifts as a result of the eclipse on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full solar eclipse on Friday, and I feel the energy has expanded, and I feel a lot more room to move and breathe and do. So that's feeling pretty good. Have you felt anything significant?
I feel exceptionally energized today. It just feels like everything is electrified. And what I like so much and what I would like people to think about is that when things happen in the universe and with our Earth, that whether it be earthquakes or storms or beautiful sunrises, this is how our universe expresses itself, because it is its own consciousness, and we are of that consciousness. And the expression, you know, some people say, you know, the storms are bad, and the, you know, when it's overcast and rainy, oh, what a miserable day. If you just look at this as an expression of the Earth, and you are a part of all of this, and your energy is a part of all of this, and we are one with the universe exists within us. So, you know, love everything that happens with this world because it is an expression, whether it seems negative or positive. And I just feel so, I just feel really good today.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And just to add what you're saying, how what happens on the planet is a reflection of the collective unconscious of all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I received some guidance, I guess, when the Newtown tragedy occurred.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know where to begin with it because it is negative. And there are things that happen where, you know, people might have a reaction like, how can I love this tragedy or, you know, the things that are happening with the police department lately. What I'd like to say to that is that when these things happen, it has a tendency to bring us together. And if we all stick together and change within ourselves and send light and prayer to those areas that are afflicted, whether it's a human error or travesty or an act of nature that causes a tragedy, the guidance I received was when you witness this on television or in person, what you want to do is extend, open your heart and extend and say, I am the light of the world. And at first glance, that might seem egotistical. I am the light of the world. Like, I'm not Jesus. No, but we're all connected and we're all a spark of God. So if we say, I am the light of the world, that sends light to that and expands your energy field. And then that, through energy, transmits to everyone. And so we can help that way.
Right, right. I'd like to put out an idea to people, and this mm-hmm. is just an idea. You don't have to agree with it. You may agree with it. Just think about it, that our emotions have to go somewhere, just like our thoughts, and it is energy. So why cannot our emotions have an effect on not only global events, but the weather, natural disasters? I want people just to think about that. What if the energy that we put out with our thoughts and emotions, what if our emotions directly affect the weather? It's something to think about. Not everyone will agree with it. You know, mm-hmm. it may not sit well with a lot of people, but just think about that. If we are all energy, mm-hmm. if everything is energy, our thoughts go out, our emotions go out, and the more that we tap into the negativity and all of the craziness that is going on in the world and the violence, and the more that we hook into that, and the more that we hook into the reality of society, that is stirring emotions within us, and then we're putting that back out into the universe.
Absolutely. And adding to it
mm-hmm.
makes it stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, earlier you were sharing something with me, and we wanted to tell the audience about it. Tell us the name of that show.
Oh, I am a huge...
That we enjoy so much.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Kim Russo, The Happy Medium. And she has a show. It used to be Lifetime. I'm not sure what they call it now, LMN or something like that. And she has a show called The Haunting of, and it's usually a celebrity that's on there that revisits a house or a building or property where they had a paranormal experience. And I just love the way that she works with people and the way that her investigations basically take all day. I've seen clocks on the walls of places that she has gone into, and so I try and keep track of the time, and they usually end at night, and a lot of times they begin in the morning, 10 in the morning, so her investigations take all day, and I just love the way that she is so authentic, and she educates people about mediumship and the process of it, because it is a process, and which is one reason why I don't put a time limit on my readings with people, because it is a process. It's sometimes a layering, and we dig deeper and deeper and get more information, and it takes a while. It does take a while. So I just love her show, and I think she's very, very authentic, and you can learn a lot from her about mediumship and the process of it. I just love the show.
Me too. I like her. I like her energy. I like the way that she does educate, as you said, but I was especially impressed with her follow-up, and she stays with the family, even if it takes a few days, to be sure that they've done the forgiveness work and healed, and she helps the family unit move on,
mm-hmm.
or the individual, depending on the show that you're watching. But I saw a segment where an entire family was ripped apart by an event that nobody understood what happened, and she got them all to let go, forgive, and the family got back together. And like, because it resonates with me, because that's what we do here.
Right.
We're not just here to give information and tell about the future. Anybody can do that. But to help the listeners heal and recognize what's blocking them from moving on and moving upward in their lives and evolving into a better expression of themselves, that's what we do here. And so I really like the show. I encourage everybody to check it out. Well, we have quite a few listeners on the phones, and we're going to get to you. I just want to tell you how it works. Calls are taken in the order they are received. Ask one specific question on a situation, or specify who you'd like to connect with on the other side. Sue will tap in and relay the information you need to hear, or will connect with your loved one if they're available. In many instances, if they're not available, we can still get information about them, but often some loved ones are busy doing things up there and cannot come through to give a message, but we'll do what we can for you. General questions about finding your soulmate are adamantly discouraged because of the interest of time, and for numerous reasons we've discussed on previous shows, you can hear those explanations in the archives. I may offer additional insight or spiritual knowledge, but the spotlight is on Sue today, so direct all your questions to her. To preserve the integrity of the archive, if you plan to call in, you absolutely must ensure that you are in a quiet environment free of conversations, noises, traffic, or wind. Otherwise, we cannot take your call. Thank you all for your consideration. So the lineup is, first up is area code 617, followed by area code 630, then 951, then 786. I will re-announce the lineup as we move forward, and we'll keep the readings to hopefully around the 10-minute mark so we can help as many as possible. You ready to go, Sue?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's tear it up. Bringing you live on the air, area code 617. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
This is Lisa. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Lisa, did we speak to you before?
Yes, you have.
Sure. Her voice sounds so familiar.
Yeah. Lisa, were you the one who wanted to do the writing and I said I wanted to see your writing samples?
Yes. Yes, that's
you know,
me.
You know what's weird? I wrote your number down as I write everything down just in case I lose somebody. But I called you and I got the wrong number. So I have this. I'm
really?
Going to try to call you again. Yeah, I got this real nice lady and it was the wrong number. So maybe it wasn't the time to talk.
Oh,
I don't know,
okay.
But I'll try you again. Well, how have you been? What's going on?
Boy, oh my gosh, so much has happened.
What?
In the month of February. My sister passed away.
Oh.
Suddenly passed away. I was in another state celebrating my mother's birthday, and my sister broke the news to me while we were, you know, in the middle of my mother's birthday. I knew something was going on because everybody was getting up and walking around, and my sister just, I didn't know what was going on until we got in the car on our way home. And that's when she told me. My sister suffered from mental illness and other issues. But something had happened after she had passed. I've always felt that it was time for me to kind of move on and just desperately wanting a new life, a new beginning for myself. And the condo apartment in which we lived in is where my sister passed, and
May I interrupt you for a moment?
Go ahead, honey.
Sure. I'm getting the feeling that there was either someone there or someone was involved, somehow, some way. Do you know the particulars?
No.
Really? I don't know if there was a close friend or...
Really?
I'm just getting the feeling. I don't believe that someone else was involved in her passing, but there was someone else there. Not.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Okay. Now, was this a suicide?
That's what I was thinking. Oh my God! You're just confirming. You're confirming something that I didn't want to say.
All right. I'm getting that this was a suicide.
I know there was. I can't say anything to my family about it.
Okay. Okay.
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Because of my sister's mental illness, she was seeing things. And she was having conversations with I don't know who, but she would speak to them the way I'm speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be fighting with them. Mm-hmm. Now, I couldn't go to my sister and say, there's nobody there. How am I to know what she sees? But that's what just keeps running through my head, that it was something else that caused her to take her life. There was someone else.
Well,
I
don't think someone was there telling her to do it, whether spirit or physical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I don't get the feeling of that.
Okay.
What is her first name?
Angela.
Okay. Let me see if she is available.
Okay.
And oh God. Okay. Wow. This is so much emotion is coming through. If there's not enough time right now, I want you to call me.
Okay.
Okay, so we can talk privately.
Okay.
But let me
I can give you her phone number, Sue, after the show.
Okay.
I have a number.
I'll call you,
give it to you, and you can call her.
Okay.
I'm not going to call you today, Lisa. I'll let you focus with Sue on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me...
Okay.
All right, let me... Okay, this is what I am getting from her, okay? Man, this is really overwhelming. The emotion that's coming through is really overwhelming. So I'm going to have to try and, so I can clearly communicate with her, I'm going to have to try and disconnect myself with this. But know that that there is a tremendous amount of emotion. Now, what she's telling me is that she was actually a very loving and giving person.
Yes.
She's saying that she would give to the wrong people.
Yes.
There were a lot of times when she would give to the wrong people. She wants you to be... she wants to calm your fears, and she wants to calm your grief, and that this was absolutely the right time and the right thing.
Yes.
Okay? She's completely at peace with the events that happened. What she's telling me is that she also reverted, and I don't know if you saw this or whether this was if this was behavior prior to her passing, but she was she was reverting to her childhood, to when she was a little girl, because there is a space in that where she wasn't like this.
Yes.
That she was normal.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
That she was normal.
Yes.
And so prior to her passing, she was reverting to that state of mind where she was feeling normal and she was feeling balanced and she was feeling good and that,
Amen.
that she wanted to be in that space. she was in a great deal of, God, she was in emotional pain, but she was more in mental pain.
Yes.
She had more mental pain than she did emotional pain.
Yes, you're right, yes.
And, and she's saying that she felt like her mind was being pulled apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that she didn't know, she was like somebody who was always putting her finger in the dam, that there were always new cracks and leaks.
Yes.
And these places where her mind was being pulled apart, she was trying to put them back together. She was trying to sew them back together, and she couldn't do that. She could not do that.
God. I know.
And this was torture for her. And this was not. This was not balanced with who she was emotionally, because she was a very, very emotional and very loving.
Yes.
And
yes, she was.
And I don't know if she was outly spiritual, but she was very. Very spiritual.
Yes.
And she just could not reconcile and balance these two worlds of hers.
Yes.
And especially your mother.
Yes.
She has appeared to your mother.
Yes. My mother told me.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. She has appeared to your mother.
Yes. My mother told me about it. Mm-hmm.
And all she wants to do all she wants to do is she wants to bring a feeling of peace to everyone in the family.
Yes.
And not to, oh God, she doesn't want anyone in the family to feel sorry for her.
Yes.
Okay? Now, she's saying she's with a grandfather.
Yes. I also have a sister that passed as well in 2011.
Oh, okay. Let me get to that in a second. Now, the grandfather, she also wants you to know that her transition was very, very good.
Oh, God, thank you.
It was very, very good. It was very, very peaceful. Okay?
Good.
And there was not a long adjustment period for her to a lot of people need time to adjust to being in spirit.
Yes.
She did not have to go through that.
Thank God.
She felt like she was home.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something else, that prior to her passing, there were pieces of her. She was going back and forth.
Yes.
She was preparing herself.
Yes, yeah.
So she was going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and this was part of her death process. This was part of her death experience, was going back and forth, back and forth. Some people don't have that. Some people don't choose to do that. Some people choose to leave, you know, like, whoosh, we're gone. She was not like that. Her transition, she wanted her transition. She knew exactly, and listen to me, she knew exactly what she was doing.
Okay.
So even though she may have appeared not to be in her right mind, she was absolutely in her right mind. She knew exactly what she was doing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, grandfather, he He is showing up right now. He's not saying anything. He is there for support. He is there for support for her. He is there for
yes.
your support, your family's support.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, her reason for showing up and appearing to your mother is what I'm hearing for her is, from her is trifold. One, to bring her peace.
Mm. Yes.
And to know that she is still alive and existing and that she is fine. Another
yes.
is for education for your mother.
Yes.
Because your mother has questions about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, when I get over
yes.
there, when I
yes.
cross.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
also education for her, and it is also, all right, what's the third? Love.
Mm.
Pure love.
Yes.
Pure love. So she understands and she can feel love.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. Let me ask her. Okay, your sister that passed away in 2011.
Yeah.
She is not going to come forward. She's here, but she's not going to come forward because she is standing behind Angela, applauding her.
Yes. Yes.
Applauding her.
Good.
Okay. The information that I'm also receiving on this is that because all Angela wants to do is she wants just to bring peace to everyone, and she wants to bring peace
yes.
of mind to everyone
yes.
in the family, everyone,
yes.
peace of mind. And to make it clear, if people are open to this, that this is the life that she chose, this is the dynamics
yes.
that all of you chose together prior to coming into this physical lifetime.
Okay.
There were... Now, the dynamics, and, you know, with all family dynamics, there are many, many things
mm-hmm.
that are going on with different people and,
Amen.
You know, different,
yes.
you know, things that people are getting out of the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were people that did not understand in the family and
yes.
judged and condemned.
Yes. Yes.
And there were people that understood. Now,
yes.
All of you came together in this physical lifetime, one, not only to support her in her journey in going through this,
yes.
but also for people to have their own experiences individually with
yes.
this circumstance with her.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
She is blowing you kisses like you wouldn't believe. She is coming through with so much love and saying, I love you. I love you. She is walking her path. She walked her path
yes.
in this physical lifetime. She is continuing to walk her path. She knows who she is. She knew who she was when she was
yes.
in this lifetime. Okay?
Yes, she did.
Right? This was her experience and everyone else's experience, not only collectively but individually. And she is strong. Oh, my gosh, she is strong.
Yes.
She is a strong, yes. strong woman.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh. And so much love. Ooh-wee. That's just amazing. That is just amazing.
I'm still not alive.
Are those some tears of joy, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
I'm just... I just saw that the pain and the struggle she was going through. And Sue was right. I saw her going in and out, in and out, in and out. She was just struggling. It was awful to see it. I prayed for her all the time. But I knew she was going to pass. I knew she was going to pass because I just started thinking about, okay, I need to start making arrangements for a funeral. And I didn't know where it was coming from.
Soul level.
Yes. I need to
she
stop
knew.
Hearing.
Yeah, and that eases the shock for you when you have these thoughts,
yeah.
And you're like, where is this coming from? The week
yeah.
before my mother died, I started crying, saying, I don't want to go to a funeral. And I was like, whose funeral? What the heck?
Yes, I started crying. I'm in another state on my way to breakfast, and I couldn't,
yeah.
I just felt a sadness come over me, and I started crying.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
why am I crying? I should be happy.
That's
yes.
your soul preparing you, right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
and when I started crying, and I worked up this story in my mind that my husband was on the side of the road dead, and the cell phone was just out of reach. And
wow.
I was hysterical, and I don't get into hysterics with this stuff. And a week later, I got the call. I said, oh, that
yep.
funeral. You know,
yes.
even though I had spent a whole 2 months preparing for it, it just slipped my mind.
Yes.
But
yes.
yes, at soul level, we know. Sometimes people
yes.
do things prior to their death, like say goodbye in some strange way, because at that
yes.
soul level, they know. So the most
yes.
important thing to hold on to in this is she was suffering. And
oh,
the family
why do
suffered.
It?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
and the family suffered with her. But no
yes.
one has to suffer anymore. Now you just have the
yes.
absence of her physical presence. But
yes.
you know she's there, and she'll appear to you.
That's
and
true.
And she's around. She just has to do some things. And you still have
yes.
a relationship with her. And
yes.
just try not to pull and bless her and just be so grateful that she doesn't have to suffer like that anymore. She's complete
that's
now.
That's very true. That's
mm-hmm.
that's so very true. But my niece found my sister.
Oh.
Dead. And she said the way in which she found her was horrible.
Oh.
All right.
And
what I'm going to do is after the show, I want to give you a call, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
And I want to make sure everything's okay, and we'll talk some more.
Okay. Okay.
It's really great to hear from you, Lisa. I'm just so sorry this has happened. You know.
I know. I didn't think that it would. I didn't think that because the question that I was actually calling for from is that. Where we live is that because of my mom's now in another state, and this is what I was trying to explain to my niece. I said because you know myself and my brother were here to prepare for my sister's funeral. Everybody else was in another state, and we lived in a particular apartment, and but my mother, because of her age and her income, it was public housing. And I somehow knew that we weren't going to be here for too long. And I got mail that they're terminating our lease. And I felt, I didn't know how to feel about it, but then as I started to really just relax into this, I'm like, I looked at my niece and said, you know what? This is Angela's way of saying it's time for us to go.
Mm-hmm.
We were here for her. She wasn't in a shelter. She wasn't on the street. We let her come in to live with us. She died here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's gone, we are free.
Freedom.
To move,
yeah.
yes, in another direction. So
mm-hmm.
this termination of lease is not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Because we would have sat here in this apartment and we would have sat here, and we would have felt the pain, and we would have felt the sadness, and we never would have moved on. I said, so we've got to see this, that God had his hand in this from the beginning, because we could have gotten this notice while she was in this turmoil. Then what would we have done? Then what could we have done? Mm-hmm. I said, but this is a blessing.
The timing's perfect, and with every ending, there's a new beginning, and you have to embrace it. And you're on.
Yes.
You're so grounded. You're doing great. But I'm gonna let you go, Lisa. I'm gonna take other
thank
calls.
You.
You're gonna have
thank
a private
you.
Session with Sue after the show, and then I'll call you later. Or Sue will give you my number. We'll talk, and we'll make sure you're okay. Okay, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you both. Sue, thank you.
I love you too.
Very, very much.
And if you don't hear from us,
Charlie, thank you.
I don't know. You're welcome. And I don't know why I got a wrong number. I guess it was not the right time to speak with you because this had to happen. But I see the number. I wrote it down. I double-checked it. In case you don't hear from us, write to us through our websites and send your phone number so that we can get in touch with you. I don't want to lose touch, okay?
I will. Thank you both so much. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Lisa.
God bless you, sweetie.
Okay. Alrighty, bye-bye.
Okay, area code 786. We have to speed it up. We're running out of time.
Right.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Leslie.
Leslie, nice to meet you. And what is your question for Sue today?
My question is, my dad passed away last year, July, and I wanted to know, was there anything that he wanted to tell me?
He passed away last July?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay. What is his first name?
Yes, ma'am. Hector.
I'm sorry?
Hector.
How do you spell that?
H-E-C-T-O-R.
Oh, Hector.
Oh, Hector.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounded almost like Edgar or something. Okay, Hector.
Okay, let's see. What I'm getting, and I don't know if I'm getting this from him or whether this is just psychic impressions, but it looks like you were in the process of changing something in your life, getting something straight in your life, doing something a different way in your life. You either are doing this or this is something that you are thinking about doing, but it's something that needs to be done within your life. You are making changes right now. Do you resonate with this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There are... Okay. It feels like he's coming in, but it's very, very... there's not a lot of energy to it. I'm not getting a strong sense of his energy. It's very soft, if I can describe it that way. There is one particular person that you need to let go of in your life. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
There's one particular person you really need to let go of. And this is not healthy for you. You know, whether this is relationship, love relationship, or whether it's somebody that's close to you, this is really not healthy. And the feeling that I'm getting is this person keeps trying to take from you whatever they can take from you, whether it's energy, time, emotion, whatever it is. This person is constantly draining you. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. You need to cut that off and take care of you, you know, because this person is also, I get the feeling that they're also very manipulative and that they play on your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
To get you to do what they want you to do. and get you to feel sorry for them or help them out of a bind or this or that. This person hooks you in a lot. And this is where you have to learn your own strength and who you are. Because I think this is a big thing for you right now in your lifetime and in your own evolution of your entire being and, you know, where you are at this point in your life, that making this decision is going to be, you know, some real kudos for you. And to find your own strength and to stand on your own two feet and know that you don't need this push-pull and this the whole dynamic of whatever this relationship is and what's going on. And that's what it is a push-pull. And this person is, you know, gets what they can from you. They are an extremely needy person.
Do they live with you, Leslie?
The only person that lives with me is my daughter.
Oh, okay. So this person doesn't live in your home?
No.
Great. Then it'll be easier to get away from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would drop them like a hot rock and change my phone number.
Yep.
Because I've got, like the creepy crawlies with this person's tactics.
Mm-hmm.
All of us know somebody like this, and they're so cunning. They're always a step ahead of you. You can't relax, and you can't trust what's in front of you with people like that, and that's no way to live. It's very stressful, and that's going to affect your daughter. And I just seriously, this is very toxic. And I think once you get to the other side, you're going to feel immensely proud of yourself, which is something that is lacking because he plays you and he presses your buttons. He knows he knows how to keep people where he wants them, and this is just his MO. And not that he's an evil person. This is his way of surviving.
Exactly. Right. And what's going to end up happening is if you continue to stay in this dynamic, it's going to make you sick. This kind of stuff will make you sick.
Right.
You know, whether it's just little things here and there, this kind of toxicity is not healthy on every level of your beingness, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional. It affects everything.
Yeah.
It affects how you see yourself, how you view yourself. Because this person wants you to view yourself as they think that you should view yourself.
Yeah, it's to keep you. Captive. We just had an eclipse on Friday, Leslie, a solar eclipse, and after the eclipse, this is the perfect time to let something go. So if you want to do a little ceremony where you write his name and the things that he does and say, I release this person from my life, and then burn it and do everything you can. And it's easier when we do things to make the person think it's their idea first, and that's a cop-out in some cases. I think in this case, you need to really stand up and say it, but it might help you and help you garner some strength to say, okay, I'm ready and willing to let him go, write it down and write that. I'm ready and willing to let you go. Burn it and then say what you got to say and don't take no for an answer and don't let him spin your head around.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I hope this is helpful, and I hope you're successful in doing that within the next 2 weeks.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too, dear. I knew somebody like that.
Yeah.
I ran him out of the state.
Yeah.
and I took his kids off him, too.
Awesome.
Oh, I was not playing. Okay, I don't know what the area code is, but it must be calling from, like, a Google phone. Hi, I'm bringing
you
live on the air.
Hi.
What's your name? Hi, what's your name?
Yvette.
Yvette. Pretty name.
Hi, Yvette.
How can we help you today, Yvette?
I'm lucky. So I guess my question, I would like to speak to someone that's, I guess, my father or my grandmother or my brother.
So they're on the other side?
Yes.
All right.
Grandmother.
Sue's going to dial in.
Brother.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, Yvette.
Did you have a message for me?
right? I have your brother coming through. That's the energy that I feel. He is congratulating you that you have accomplished something in your life recently. This is a change within you, something that you have have learned and grown personally. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. He is giving you I'm hearing the words turnover. You either turned a new leaf, you turned something around. This is a huge turnover for you, whatever this was in your life that you have just accomplished. And he is like so freaking proud of you for doing this. This is a big deal. This is a big deal for you.
It has something to do with relationships, yeah.
It has something to do with a relationship?
A relationship and relationships about, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So you have
for you.
Yeah, you have tapped into your own personal power. You have stood up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have absolutely stood up for yourself, and this is a game changer. That's what he's telling me. He's saying this is a game changer for you. Absolutely.
That's great, because I felt like I graduated that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like...
Awesome.
Woohoo! And
he's jumping up and down. Do you feel that? He's jumping up, like doing the Toyota jump, and his fists are up in the air, and he's just like a cheerleader.
And
cute.
Yeah, and he wants you to know that he was everybody on the other side. Everybody on the other side saw what you were going through. They saw how it all started. Everything they have seen, because their awareness is far greater than what we have, and we will all experience this when we pass and cross over. Our awareness is going to be so much broader, and we're going to know things. They cannot interfere. Now, the only times qualify that. They cannot interfere on someone's journey and what someone needs to experience. However, I have had people come through who have softened the blow in an automobile accident to keep someone from dying. But this was not interference in this particular situation. So what he's saying is that they were seeing what was going on with you. They know your desires. They know your thoughts. They know your feelings. So they know everything about you. They were watching you and go through this and watch your journey. They could not interfere, but boy, they were sure there to give you support and walking with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bizarre how you explained it, because it was like I was in a movie,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, part of it was like, what is this thing going on? It's so weird. And
mm-hmm.
then at the end, having a new quote-unquote climax to the storyline, and then me having to be in my power and not be the, I'm not a victim, obviously, and, you know, that chick that's going to break down. It was kind of just weird how mm-hmm. I think the other person wanted a storyline to unfold, but that wasn't my storyline.
Right, right. And you knew that.
Yeah.
You knew.
It was this weird game.
Oh, you, and it, you know,
it's weird how you're explaining it.
I'm sorry?
It's so great how you were explaining it, because it's actually what I felt like. I knew I had support, because even through the last part of it, I know I'm divinely protected. Thank you, God. You know, I was saying all these things, because
mm-hmm.
I knew I had the courage and the wisdom to stand through this.
Mm-hmm.
Even though with a... go on.
I have a phrase that will probably resonate with you, because it feels like you were half in and half out of your body. So I'll call it embodiment of spirit, where your soul trickled down all the strength that you needed and gave you peace. And that's what made it look like a movie, because you were at peace inside, and we're not reacting as much to what the activities outside of you. That's what made it look like a movie. So it was like your soul stepping in and saying, okay, it's time. She got it. It's time to graduate, like you said. And my spirit guide is telling me to ask you a question.
Okay.
He wants you to
to put out a public service announcement to other women who are in a situation similar to yours, what would you say to them on how to get their strength together to do what they need to do to get out?
You know, it's funny. I've been asked that before. Oh, my God. What do I normally say? A man, well, we'll see, use a man, because the other person is, don't look for approval from other people. Don't rely on that person for strength, courage, confidence, divine love, love. If you're seeking that, you're going to the wrong place. I can go on.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
Not going the way I want to, but it's about just having your own center within yourself that person cannot make you happy. If you're seeking someone to make you happy, you're going to the wrong person. But
perfect. Now that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's here's the reason he wanted me to ask you to do that. He wanted you to hear yourself say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can refine that cute little speech and have that dialogue ready for anybody you see that needs help or encouragement to do that, because everything you said is right. Go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. What I want to ask you about, because I'm getting information about your dreams. Now, prior to this, as you were going through this event, you were having dreams. Do you remember your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Specific ones are profound.
Okay. Now, let me put this forth to you also, is that our dream state, that's basically the real reality. This reality, this physical reality, is an illusion. It's hard to believe that when you stub your toe or you have something drop on the top of your head. This reality is really an illusion, and the real reality is like in the dream state. In the dream state, there is no time, and that's how things really are. Our time is man-made. So the dream state is also, and this is where people, when people have the experience of deja vu, which also might be an element of this, like being a movie for you and watching it, because you had already played this out in your dream state. The dream state is like a proving ground sometimes. We test things out in our dream state as to how we want them to unfold in our reality here. So those dreams were directly a part of everything, of your evolution and everything that happened to you and this experience and you coming up and this being a game changer for you. And you probably worked it all out in your dream state. And
can I add one more element to this?
Sure.
So all of a sudden, this one person completely, utterly ignoring me, pretending I didn't exist anymore, came up to me Friday, and like nothing ever happened, and say, gave me this hug the way I don't really like, again, and say, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, what the hell is this person's problem?
You did a lot more work than you realized.
I did a lot more work?
You did a lot more work because this you needed healing with this person. They totally misunderstood you. And they were reacting inappropriately to whatever happened or didn't happen, and they got in spirit at spirit level, right? Between say your soul started talking to his soul and said, "What's the problem?" And the soul said, "Okay, I'm ready to forgive," and that trickled down to him, and now he's coming up to you, giving your hugs, and you're like, "What?" You know. But there's a lot of that happens above us that trickles down, and so just watch it. Let that person's transformation, because they don't know what hit them.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Cool.
Oh, yeah. You want to add to that?
Yeah. You don't ever have to have anything to do with this person at all. You don't owe them anything. So if you want to walk away, if you want to walk away, if you want to turn your back and walk away, that is absolutely okay, because you don't need this person, And whatever their reaction is, whatever thoughts they are having, whatever emotions they're going through, that's their stuff. It's well, not your stuff anymore.
It's crazy you picked up on that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so don't hold a grudge. Just let go and move on.
Oh, yeah, I'm not holding a grudge. I just feel compassion at times for the soul.
Good for you.
Can I ask a question about lucid dreaming?
Yes.
Well, we have to move on to other calls.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Very,
I appreciate it so much.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're running out of time.
She was interesting. She was interesting.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
She's really great. Area code 7. Wait, what time is it? So I have to go to commercial. Okay? We'll be right back right after these messages.
Explore new areas of interest, expand your knowledge, and gain clarity about your life's purpose at the Ocala Enter Center. Affectionately known as OIC, the Ocala Enter Center, just 2 blocks south of Town Square, offers workshops, classes, healing meditations, and special events for the Ocala, Gainesville, and Central Florida spiritual community. Check out our calendar of events at ocalaentercenter.com. And if you're looking for a place for your next workshop or seminar, go to ocalaentercenter.com and give Gene a call.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat. I'm stupid. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. The only thing I didn't learn in school today is why no one ever helped.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dustin Lynch. You don't have to listen to country music to know that life can be full of drama. Some of it you just can't control, like your girlfriend running out on you with your best friend. But there's some drama that you can skip, like the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or GED. You just need to take that first step and find free classes near you. Go to yourged.org and start moving towards a brighter future and even your college degree. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back, everybody. We're here with Sue Masseri, psychic medium, and we're heading back to the phones, beginning with area code 706. Followed by area code 919, and please remember one question each, and just in the interest of time. Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, ladies. My name is Sophia.
Sophia, love that name.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question for Sue, Sophia?
The question I have, Sue, is there's a gentleman I have been platonic friends with for 15 years. I've set him up with different friends of mine. He's good friends with my daughter's father, and so forth and so forth. However, through the years, I have noticed sometimes he'll go behind my back and say the most negative things, and I am just wondering, have I done something to him that I just don't know, or, you know, what is his problem with me before I just, you know, send him love and light and let him go? I just want to make sure there's nothing about me I need to change or fix.
No, I'm not getting that at all. I do get a feeling of jealousy from him. Mm-hmm. You were such an easygoing person that you attract people. You're very friendly. You can talk to anyone. You can be at a bus stop and talk to anyone. You can be in a diner, a restaurant, and just start up a conversation with anyone like you've been friends forever. This man is jealous. He is jealous. That's just pure and simple, and he's insecure. He's a very, very insecure man. And that is the only way that he can make himself feel better. It has nothing to do with you. It's not personal at all.
So he's projecting on me, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's not you. It's not you. You are a very open, loving, and generous person.
I am to everybody, but
yeah.
I'm always the one to get hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's what I'm getting, Sophia. You're also very disciplined.
Yes, we are. I am.
You are very disciplined, and I feel that he is insulted that the relationship has only been platonic and that you did not, quote, give in. And it insults his manhood, so to speak. He's got a very warped sense of what a man is.
Also, what I'm... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sophia.
No, I was going to say, a relative told me those exact words last week about, she said, I think he's always liked you, and he just can't deal with the fact that you keep overlooking him.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, he likes you, but it's more sexual. It's more like a sexual conquest than it is you stole his heart and ran away with it. Because you're a real friend. You're setting him up with other women.
I am, and good ones indeed. Like, so, and actually, I'm not friends with those women because of him anymore. And now I think I'm realizing it's been him all along, all these years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was them. I think it's been him doing little, I know it sounds crazy for a man. It sounds like, you know, women characteristics, but I think it's been him doing behind the scene things.
Yeah, he's very petty. He's absolutely very petty. And one of the things about you that I'm also picking up on is that not only, like Shara said, that you're very disciplined, you can cut somebody off like that. When you decide it's over, baby, it is over.
Click.
And what a great quality to have.
Sophia, are you a Scorpio, or do you have Scorpio rising?
I do have Scorpio rising. I'm a Sag.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the thing about me, I like to make sure there's no work I need to do on myself. I've gotten in that place in my life, and I've been there for a while. I'm always trying to be fair. So once I realize that I have not done anything, you're exactly right. I can snip it, and I don't look back. It's like you never existed to me.
Good, and that's the benefit of having a Scorpio rising. I have that too, and just that you double check to be sure there's nothing left unturned shows your level of spiritual maturity. And I just want to say, before I hand it over to Sue, this man was not the friend he pretended to be, but you have a lot of good karmic points because you're such a good friend to everybody until they give you a reason not to be.
That is me.
Because you start them all out at 100% and let them chip away at it, and now you're done. And I have to say this one more time for you and the listeners, that eclipse on Friday was very impactful. Go to astrologyzone.com to see how it might impact your life, because maybe it has something to do with your social circles. And then you could start pulling out the weeds and redesign the landscape of your life so far as social interaction is concerned. Sue?
There is a book that I would like to recommend to you. It's a little book. You can probably read it on a Sunday afternoon. It's called The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Okay.
Because you do so much reflection and introspection that, you know, I'm feeling from you that you are right on with your spirituality. You know absolutely who you are. You're not afraid of taking a look at yourself and needing to change things. So I think this is the perfect book for you at this point in your life, The Four Agreements.
I'll buy it when I hang up.
Yep, it's awesome. It's awesome.
And I'm pretty intuitive as well, too. I'm highly intuitive. I still check myself because sometimes we can misread our own situation. So thank you very much. Lady.
Sure.
Thank you for the confirmation and the clarity.
You're awesome. And the first thing that I thought of when I heard your name was Sophia the First. Now that doesn't mean that I'm equating it with the cartoon.
I understand.
But you know, mm-hmm. Sophia the First. There you go.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
So
have a great Sunday.
The show. If you like, follow the show at the show page, because we do a lot here. We teach, do all kinds of stuff, and it's our goal to help everybody on their path. And so maybe you can contribute in some way.
Will do. Thanks.
All right.
It's been lovely. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, very, very much so. We have time for one more. Area code 919, bringing you live on the air. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. What's your question for Sue?
Hi, I'd like to get some information on hopefully being able to change jobs this year.
Okay, let's see. Well, the feeling that I'm getting is that it's going to be sooner than later.
Okay. That's good, because it's already been a while.
Is your work talent very specialized?
Yeah, I'm in an industry now that's kind of going away, so I need to
not only
change jobs, but change careers a bit. So.
Yeah, I'm also getting the feeling that you were also in the past in, you know, up against a lot of men in this field. Whatever field that you were in, I feel that it was dominated by men. So is that true? Or that there were a lot of men around you?
I'm not sure about that.
No?
No.
Well, masculine energy and competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be. Absolutely. So for a new career, so have you had any education for a new career?
Yeah, I've been working on that, yeah.
Okay.
I got a new degree a couple of years ago, that sort of thing. So.
Okay. I don't feel anything negative about this. I feel that you will probably get what you want. I don't feel anything negative. You're certainly going to have to do networking, and you're certainly going to have to do a lot of legwork and follow up is very important, but I get positive feelings from this. I can't give you anything specific because I'm not getting anything specific, but I get a very positive feeling with this.
Good.
How about you, Char?
I just got an image of you on a diving board, totally prepared, proper form, and they're saying, just jump. Do it.
Okay.
And don't worry about the emotions of, you know, will this happen? When will this? Don't let those thoughts and emotions clutter your mind. Just be very decisive in what you want. Oh, you know what? Get Sue's book, The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power. It goes deeply into manifestation, manifesting what we want, and it's got visualization. It's fantastic. It'll knock you back about a block.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
It's really good. And this way yeah, that'll help you focus so that your energy creates your future like a laser beam instead of being cluttered with questions like when, how, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this way it's much smoother for you. But you're so prepared that it shouldn't be a bumpy ride for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning into the show.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, Sue will be back next week, and we had to reschedule our segment due to an odd situation. But so next, not next Sunday, but the following, that is April 5th, you'll be back, right?
The first Sunday of every month.
The first Sunday, yeah, the first Sunday in April, April 5th, you'll be back to give more readings. And I hope that everybody has enjoyed this segment. I know it got a little intense in the beginning. We appreciate you all for hanging out. Sorry we cannot get to all of you, but do call back next week. You can call in 15 minutes before showtime to secure your place in line. And again, to learn more about Sue, go to mediumshipunplugged.com. And if you want a private consultation with her, you can contact her through the website. If you would like to learn more about her husband, Tom, and his channeling the entity named Abram, the Mayan shaman, go to abramchanneling.com. And to hear other segments by Sue and review the archives, poke around at the website. If you are in need of financial stability, I put something on my website as a free gift to everybody. Just go to the free download section. There is an image of a document that you can download, and it is the image of a number 8. You can print that out and keep that with your bill filing system. Feel free to alter that to make it smaller so that you can put something print it out and put it in your wallet, and that will certainly help you see a difference in how quickly money flows out after it's flowed in. So I just put that out there for everybody. Sue, anything to tell the audience before we go?
I can't think of anything. We have a seminar coming up, a teleseminar coming up in April, and all of the information is going to be on abramchanneling.com under events. And that is always a wonderful, wonderful time for people to get together. We have people from all over the country that call in. And so if you're interested in what he has to talk about, it's going to be, I don't have the write-up right in front of me on what it is for April, but it's usually an hour long, and Abram speaks and then usually asks questions at the end. So people are, he's available
yes.
for people to ask questions. So check that out on abramchanneling.com
yep.
on the events page.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Okay, well, I thank you to everyone who called in with their questions and such a unique variety. And I really wish everybody peace and happiness. I know a lot of things are happening right now, but we need to remember that things are happening for us. And that, like I said earlier, for every ending, there is a beginning. And when we embrace change, we get to move forward and we grow. So, very exciting day.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. You're welcome, always. Okay, so that's the end of our show, and I'll talk to you soon. And everybody, until next time, God bless and be at peace.